I notice, you can hear it on the podcast, I do the, I laugh, but I like, laugh only with my gullet. I go like, so every time I'm editing it, I just hear, there's like whole seconds and seconds where it's just.
Oh my god. Where it's like, there's no vocal cords, it's just kind of like air and like.
Oh man. Hi, Maya.
Hey, Andrew.
Hi.
Look at you, blanket and all.
I was just napping when she walked in.
I know.
I woke up to find Maya Daniels in my house.
I mean, would you want to wake up to anything else?
It was an absolute delight.
Wonderful.
I was just kind of sleepy. I don't know, stayed up late last night.
Yeah, need a little nap.
I needed a little nap.
Fair enough.
But I'm feeling better now.
You know?
That's all that matters.
I'm glad.
And it's interesting, it's actually kind of unplanned, that I was just napping. Because the topic for this week is, how do you feel about sleep?
Oh, okay. I think sleep is weird.
Wait, okay. I feel the exact... This is my whole premise. I have notes about this.
Really?
Like, think about it. What?
No, it's a really weird concept to think about. Okay, so from an outside perspective, right? Like, you're visioning the globe.
Yes.
And for some reason, for the most part, different sections of the globe, everyone decides... get in their little rectangular squares at the same time and tuck themselves away and completely shut off their entire day.
I know.
And then proceed with the rest of their lives.
As if nothing happened. As if they weren't just laying there crazily, you know, almost dead.
Right?
That's wild. I didn't realize you were going to say that. And I'm thrilled because I feel the exact same way. I think it's one of the weirdest things we do. But we don't think about it. And people are like, oh, I love sleep and stuff. Which, I mean, I do too, don't get me wrong. But it's like, have you ever thought, like, God, why do we do that?
Yeah, like, why do you love sleep? Like, what do you, you know what I mean?
What are you getting, well, you know, what are you getting out of it?
Exactly. Which, like, I know, you know, your cells grow and they repair. That's cool. That's neat.
Yeah, I was reading through some things about sleep and little explainers and things. And scientists don't really know for sure why we sleep. If you think about it, it seems like a bad trait in an organism that has to be, like, nearly unconscious for hours and hours every day.
Yeah.
And in different animals have different ways of dealing with it. Like, dolphins are only sleep half their brains at a time, because if they stop swimming, they'll die.
Oh, wow.
And so that's kind of wild.
And each species is kind of unique, huh?
I mean, I guess, but I mean, in general, everything sleeps. I mean, animals, right?
Yeah.
I think that's true. Yeah, all animals sleep, right? Like, the classification of animals.
Yeah.
I think that's the thing.
I think that's the thing. Well, we can do further research.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
No one cares, really. This is not a science podcast.
This is about feelings.
It's about feelings, and there's no wrong answers with feelings. I also think it's kind of weird, like, how everyone feels sleepy at the same times.
Yeah.
I mean, not everyone goes to bed at the same time, but, like, roughly speaking, people are awake during the day and asleep during the night.
Well,
and that's crazy. There's not, like, anyone who's like, yeah, I'll be awake during the night.
Well, that's most... Well, I think we should pinpoint that that's... primarily, like, Western culture, I think.
Yeah.
Because there's, you know, like, Spain, where they do siestas, and they start partying at 11 at night and go all the way until, like, 4 in the morning, and then they sleep again, and then they wake up another 3 hours, and it's sort of like all your days run together.
Yeah, but in general, they're not sleeping during the day and... awake at night. They're not nocturnal.
No, it's weird sleeps. Yeah, so yeah. Different schedule.
So, I mean, the fact that, I don't know, I just think that's interesting. And people who have jobs where they need to be awake at night, often it's kind of weird. They never really adjust. But in theory, like, why not? If you're just getting the same hours, who cares when it happens? If you can sleep in a dark enough room that you can fall asleep. But it's like, a lot of people, like, still can't really deal with it.
Yeah, no, for the most part, everyone sort of conforms to a very similar way of sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of weird. Like, I'm very sensitive to how I sleep. I have to sleep in my bed, essentially, to get my solid 8 hours.
Really? I can sleep anywhere on the floor.
Really?
I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah, I sort of just wake up. I don't know. Subconsciously, I know something's wrong.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
I'm glad we're both behind that. It's a weird social phenomenon, right?
I think it's weird. And I also think it's people are like, if you ever talk to people about sleep, there's just, they have very strong opinions about it. Some people are very big on, like, oh, well, I don't need to sleep. They pride themselves on only needing to sleep, like, you know, 3 hours a night or something like that. And I don't know. When I was a younger lad.
A wee little Andrew Cope.
I very much subscribed to the, like, sleep is weakness Religion, you know? I got really into 5-hour energy shots
Ooh, those are
when I was in high
bad.
school, thinking like that was cool. And then I used to kind of consider that if I could stay up and do extra work at night, like that was considered a great thing. If I could kind of get through the thick of all the work and end up not having enough sleep, I was like, that's the right thing, you know, fight it, you know.
That's not a way to live
But
for me.
since going to college, I mean, maybe it's just I've gotten lazy or something, but I don't feel that way anymore. I'm all about the 9.25,
Ooh,
which
that's a
is
lot.
the optimal amount of hours. It's like for that's what they say, like when you're developing as a teen, you should get 9.25 hours, but no one ever does that. But anyway, I think 9.25 is that's a great
It's
amount.
the golden
If
number.
you can do that, just a little over 9 hours, you're golden all day.
See, for me, a little over 9 hours, that's when I'm like, oh man, I slept too much. I am like groggy.
Like you
I
overslept?
overslept.
No, the more the better.
Wow.
Right?
I guess, I suppose.
I guess that's the thing. I guess I know what you're saying. Like
Yeah.
if you sleep a little long.
You just feel
No,
tired.
honestly, for me, give me 12 hours, it's even better.
Oh my God.
I don't normally do that, but I could.
That's
I'm a really good
impressive.
sleeper.
So am I.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Like my roommate Seth can always grind the coffee in our one bedroom apartment
Oh,
and
yeah.
like walk around and his alarm goes off and I am none the wiser. I think it makes me a great roommate.
I mean, so, like, that's good, but I slept through an entire break-in, so that probably wasn't
Oh
great.
yeah, explain that one.
Oh, yeah, so, someone came into our apartment, came up into our bedrooms, like, took my laptop and my phone. My phone was right next to my head, and the guy came and grabbed it, and I didn't wake up at all.
That's so
It's
creepy.
really scary, and I'm pretty not okay with myself that I didn't wake up.
God, I mean that's wild.
So the people arguing that sleep is useless, that could be a good argument for them.
Yeah, I mean, yikes.
I know.
Yeah.
I don't know, but then also I kind of think it's weird, but also really cool that we can dream.
Do you have vivid dreams?
When I was younger, I used to have very vivid dreams, and I used to be able to remember them pretty well.
Yeah.
And in the last few years, I can't remember a dream for like the life of me. Last night was the first dream I've been able to remember in maybe 3 months.
I also find it kind of sort of boring when people tell you about their dreams. I mean, sometimes it's fine.
Everyone's always trying to one-up each other.
Yeah, like I don't know. At work, sometimes people talk about it, and it's always like, "Oh yeah, I had this weird dream. I was skiing off a mountain, and then I crashed, and then someone else is like, "Oh, actually, one time I was flying. It was so weird. I was flying, and then I ran into a building, and then Ronald McDonald was there, and we had a kind of passionate love affair, and then like
What does
blah blah
that
blah."
mean?
And it's like, yeah, and then people try to analyze each other's dreams, which I find so annoying as
It's
well,
really annoying.
because I'm sort of the believer that your dreams are just brain garbage. And
Yeah.
that to give them too much value is to waste your time, you
That's
know?
sort of just like rapid synapse fire.
Yeah, the sort of like Freudian dream analysis stuff. I mean, I think your dream, you can interpret anything to be anything. You know, maybe if I say that like, oh, I had a dream my house was blue, and that means that I have a fear of change or something like that. You know, that's just made up, you know? And so I don't really believe in that, but some people
Yeah.
really do, and I mean that's fine for you, I suppose. Other than you're stupid, but
Damn. I don't know. I'm sort of in that middle ground where I kind of believe it's just a continuation of your thoughts during the day.
you think so?
I think so. Well, I think it may vary from person to person, but for me, it sort of just seems to be similar themes of what happened.
Yeah, I was reading this article about some researcher who is saying that dreams could be a way that we have adapted to put ourselves through other to through more situations than are possible physically sometimes,
Oh, that's pretty
and so
neat.
that we're able to like you know react better to more situations in our regular life,
That's actually
even the
pretty
ones that we
cool.
haven't gone through personally. I don't know if that there's any weight to that, but I don't know how you would prove that anyway, but it's sort of an interesting think about why we dream and why we do that, you know.
Yeah. I don't know. I think there's so many weird components of sleep.
I also have had I mean, I'm a really deep sleeper, and I've talked in my sleep sometimes. One time I was caught sleeping with my eyes open,
That doesn't su- My friend does
which
that.
is really, I mean, I don't think I've done it, I don't know, but I don't think I've done it recently, like since I was a kid. I also one time kind of famously was singing in my sleep.
That is so Andrew
Maybe I'll
Cope.
try to track down the audio and put it in.
Will you please?
I'll ask my friend Charlie if he still has it.
Sorry,
Okay, that was in the thick of my 5-hour energy phase, though. Mm-hmm. So,
seeing some weird chemicals doing.
So
things.
there was a lot going on, you know, within me. So Maya, in summary, how do you feel about sleep?
I think sleep is very strange. I think it's a strange social phenomena that we all sort of, you know, buy into.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm a big fan of sleep. I'm a good sleeper. I pride myself in it.
Good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Me too. And hopefully I can continue to live a life where I can sleep my 9.25 and have a great time.
I hope you do too, Andrew.
Thank you, Maya Daniels.